This is when Trent and I have some fun.
这是我们快来到前面。
Lord, please help us as we preach your word now that we would speak the truth.
主啊，求你来帮助我们，让我们能够将你的真理能够传讲的清楚。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, Frank Retief was the pastor of a church in South Africa that was targeted by terrorists.
Frank 他是在蓝辉一个教会的牧师，那这个教会呢，曾经受到恐怖分子猛烈的攻击。
One Sunday night, with 1,400 people gathered to worship, automatic guns were unleashed on the congregation, and two hand grenades were thrown and exploded in the church.
在一次的聚会里面呢，总共有1,400个人参加，结果呢，恐怖分子用那种自动的武器向在那边聚会的人扫射，而且呢，有两个手榴弹要丢到他们当中。
11 people died and 50 people were injured, many horribly maimed for life.
结果造成呢，有11个人死亡，而且有50个人受伤。那受伤的人呢，他们一辈子中可能要忍受他们的一些残疾的问题。
I heard Frank Retief speak in Katoomba and he said this, we must recapture the idea that we are creatures heading for eternity.
这个牧师Frank呢，他在有一次 在卡通巴复活节的一个聚会里面呢，他就提到说，我们必须要好好抓住这个概念，我们是因为永恒而被创造的。Rick
Warren has written this: Life on Earth is a temporary assignment. You won't be here long, so don't get too attached.
标杆人生的作者华里克，他特别在他书上写了一段话，他说，我们在世上的时候呢，只是一个短暂的安排。 你不会在世上很久，所以呢，你不用太过依恋。圣经一再用他乡寄居的来形容我们世上的生活，这不是你永远的家或者终点，你只是一个过客，在地球短暂停留而已。
Says repeatedly, the Bible compares life on earth to temporarily living in a foreign country. This is not your permanent home or your final destination. You are just passing through, just visiting on earth.
好，这段话我刚刚已经翻译过了。
Friends, if this is true, then this must impact our thinking and our behavior.
如果说他这一段话是对的话，那我们就要好好想一想，我们在世上到底应该过怎么样的生活。
If we are only temporary residents in the world, if our citizenship is in heaven, then we must learn to live in light of this truth.
如果说我们在世上只是寄居的话，我们是天上的公民的话，那我们就应该好好想，我们应该怎么样在世上过生活。
In our first point, in verse 13, we're told to live in the light of the return of Jesus.
在今天的经文，我想要提到第一个重点呢，就是说我们要生活耶稣即将要来的亮光里面。
Therefore, prepare your mind for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
今天所念的第13节，他提到说，所以要耶稣你们的心谨慎自守。 专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。The
world is coming to an end.
这世界总有终极的时候。King
Jesus is going to be revealed to the world.
我们的王耶稣呢，他早晚会来到我们当中。We
are to set our hope fully, he says, on the grace to be given us when Jesus Christ is revealed, the salvation of our souls.
所以呢，我们应该专心盼望耶稣基督
For persecuted believers in Syria, Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Sudan, it means that they can look beyond their sufferings with confidence.
对一些正在受到逼迫的一些地方呢，他们呢就必须要想起说，他们将来的盼望是在哪里。
The king is coming back, deliverance is coming, justice is coming.
这王呢，我已经快要来了，而且呢，这个救恩拯救力很快就会来到我们当中，公义已经快要彰显了。Jesus
will bring the perfection of his kingdom. Set your hope on this, he says.
所以呢，基督他来的时候，他会带来所有一些事情能够完全的解决，所以我们应该把我们希望定睛在他身上。For
the ordinary Western and Eastern believer, it means that the X Factor, the Block, and Master Chef, and Dancing with the Stars is coming to the end. Amen.
好，对我们生活在这种安全地方的西方国家呢，我们看一些电视节目呢，啊，包括所谓的 X Factor 啦，或是 The Block 啦，或是 Master Chef， 就是那个主菜那个哈，那还有呢，啊，跟明星来共舞，这些节目呢，到最后呢，还是会结束的。
Nike and Reebok are coming to an end. Cars, houses, swimming pools are coming to an end.
啊，甚至于说我们一直迷恋一些名牌啊，像一些啊耐克啦、Reebok 这些名牌，还有我们的车子、房子、游泳池这些所有的呢，到最后都是会不存在的。
The gods of this world are coming to an end. Jesus is coming back. Set your hope fully on that grace that will be given us.
所以呢，这些呢，到最后都会被消灭。所以呢，我们要定睛放在耶稣基督所带来的救恩。
Therefore, we must get some priorities right. We must change some passions, line up our heart with the heart of Jesus, line up our plans with the plans of God, live as people of the kingdom.
所以呢，我们要过一个讨神喜悦的生活。我们优先顺序，我们要抓对，我们要改变我们的执着，我们要跟着以神的心为心，以神他的计划为我们的计划。
What do you set your hope on?
不晓得大家你们的希望、你们的盼望在哪里？
You are not to set your hope fully on your career.
不要把你的完全的希望寄托在你的事业上面。
You are not to set your hope fully on finding the right wife or husband or boyfriend or girlfriend.
也不要把你的希望寄托到我要找一个好丈夫或者好妻子上面。
You are not to set your hope fully on attaining excellence in the sporting field.
你不要寄望像上次世足杯你就把你的寄望放在一个球队身上，希望他的表现能够很好。
Many of them are good things that we can enjoy in God.
世上有很多事情我们可以从神那边能够来得到。
But we set our heart on the coming again of Jesus and the salvation he brings.
我们把我们的希望寄托在那将要来临的耶稣基督身上。
Everything else is temporary.
任何事情都是短暂的。
And therefore, we ought to prepare our minds for action.
所以呢，在这个等待过程中呢，我们要预备我们的心，要随时要行动。
In the Greek, it uses this expression, "Gird up the loins of your minds."
在我们刚刚所读的要约束你的心预备你的心，在原文里面呢，就是要束紧你心灵的腰。
In the Greek times, in the Middle East, a man would have a long shirt and they would walk around casually. But when they wanted to run, when they wanted to walk, they would pull up their dress and tuck it into their belt. That's girding up the loins, ready for action.
在希腊，当时希腊的社会里面呢，他们惯常是穿一个没有街坊一个长袍，这长袍可以到膝盖这边来。当他们在没有事情的时候，他们就这样穿。可是当他们准备要工作或是要准备要战争的时候呢，他们就把这个长袍绕起来，然后用腰带把它束起来，就准备他们要行动的时候。
Today we talk about rolling up the sleeves of your mind.
那我们今天呢，我们说法就是把你的袖子卷起来，我们要准备行动了。
Ready for work.
我们要准备来行动。
We must be careful because Satan is active.
我们必须要警醒，因为呢，撒旦是无所不在，他都在行动中。
Your sinful flesh, your sinful nature is active.
事实上，我们的肉体，老我的肉体呢，也是随时都在行动的。
The world is active and wants to squeeze you into its own shape.
四周你做到了一些事情，世界上的各种事物呢，都是随时在行动，准备把你的心抓走。
That's why we must be transformed in our minds.
所以呢，我们必须要从我们心里头能够做一个改变。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12.
罗马书十二章第六节，他提到说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Fill your mind with the Word of God. Go to church, focus. Bring a pen and a Bible. Write things down that God is teaching you. Be transformed.
所以呢，用神的话语充满你的心。那我们常常到教会来聚会，那我们专注在神的话语里面。那我们也期待着笔，期待着纸，把你所领受到的能够把它记下来。
Don't be lazy with your mind. Work hard.
不要偷懒，在你心中不要偷懒。
Secondly, be self-controlled. Be sober.
第二件事情呢，我们要自助还有呢你要谨守自守，谨慎自守。
Don't be like a drunk person. A drunk person falls from side to side. He can't stand up on his own feet. Don't be like a drunk person. Be self-controlled and disciplined.
不要像一个喝醉酒的人，他行动东倒西歪。我们是要自我控制，自我节制。
Friendships are destroyed through fights and gossip and jealousy. Be careful.
我们必须要小心。我们的友谊呢，可能因为我们的心意不坚定，我们跟他说了一些不好的话，我产生变化。
A harsh word, an inappropriate word, a spirit of bitterness can destroy relationships.
当一个不好的言辞不合适的言辞，或者你内心的苦毒，可能会灾害我们之间的关系。
Don't indulge in sexual immorality.
不要在你肉体的方面做一些放纵。
Don't love money above God.
不要爱金钱胜于爱神。
Don't love glory and fame.
不要为了要名声而忘了主。
You see, we call to be disciplined, and self-controlled.
告诉我们自己说，我们要自我节制，我们要由神来掌管我们的人生。
Secondly, we are to live holy lives.
第二件事情呢，我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
我们要做一个圣命的儿女，我们不要跟从着世间的习俗。
Firstly, don't conform to the evil ways, because we are now children of obedience.
所以呢，我们不要随波逐流，因为呢，我们是顺从的儿女。
We are now called to obey Jesus.
我们是被呼召来听从耶稣基督的话。
And when you become a Christian, you want to obey Jesus.
当你在没有成为基督之前呢，你对耶稣基督的话你不会听的。
Do you want to obey Jesus?
你要不要听耶稣的话呢？
Or do you think your old life was better?
或是说你想我过去的生活多么好啊。
Some people say, I want to follow Jesus, but I like my old life.
很多人他觉得说我要跟随的主，可是呢，我喜欢我过去的生活。
No, we are now children of obedience. We love obeying God because we know that is best for us.
这是不可能的。我们现在是圣命的儿女，是耶稣基督的儿女，我们应该来顺从他。
Let me illustrate.
让我直接的告诉你。
A friend of mine became a Christian when she was 20 years of age. Before that, she had a sexual relationship with her boyfriend for 4 years.
有一个我的朋友呢。他在20岁的时候，他是一个大学生，他跟一个人同居有4-5年了。
She became a Christian, so therefore she said to him, "I cannot sleep with you any longer. I'm a follower of Jesus now."
当他成为基督徒的时候，他就跟他的男朋友说，我已经变成基督徒了，我不能够再跟过去一样跟你在一块。
She's a child of obedience. She now obeys God.
这个就是成为圣命的儿女，他因为他遵从神的命令。
Another girl called, her name was Charlene.
还有另外一个人一个朋友，她的名字叫 Charlene.
She was living with her partner, and they came to me to do their wedding.
她跟她的跟她的男朋友住在一块，那她希望来这边让我为她主持一个婚礼。
We explained the gospel, and they both became Christians.
我就利用这机会把福音跟他们说明白，他们就变成一个基督徒。
They were baptized.
他们受浸。
She then said, "My friends think I'm very different now." She is different.
所以呢，当他变成基督徒的时候，他朋友说：“哇，你现在跟以前多么的不一样啊！”
Because when you come to Jesus, everything has to change.
因为呢，当你变成到耶稣这边来的时候呢，你的很多事情都会变化。
The old life is gone.
我的生活就是神的。
A new life has started.
我的新生命就是神的。
Don't conform, but be holy.
所以呢，不要随着一般的习俗，我们要变成圣洁的子民。
It says, "Just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'"
第十五节，他讲到说。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记得说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
God called us, He saved us, He rescued us, and now He wants us to be like our Father in heaven.
神他呼召我们，他拯救我们，那他希望我们能够过一个圣洁主民的生活。
Thirdly, we are to live in reverent awe.
第三点呢，我们要存着敬畏的心来度日。
Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. Remember, we're strangers.
在第十七节第一章十七节，他提到说：“你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。”我们应该存敬畏的心来度日。
We live in reverent awe because God is judge as well as Father. God is our Father, but He is also our judge.
我们要用敬畏的心来度日，因为呢，我们的神他不但是我们天上的父亲，而且他也是一个审判官。
Bible says we have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书第一章第二节，他就提到说，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得以成圣洁，以至于顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人验。
Friends, there is a temptation. Listen carefully. There's a temptation to presume upon God, to speak about Him as our friend, and we live in disobedience rather than obedience.
我们常常会面临一个想法或是试探。我们想说这个父亲，这个天上的神呢，他就我们的朋友，所以呢，我们要怎么样做都没有关系。他会原谅我们的。
We can forget that God is holy, God is perfect, and God is a judge.
我们可能忘掉了呢，神他是全然圣洁的，他是一个审判官，他是完全的。
Our Father judges impartially. We will have to give an account of our lives to God.
我们的神照刚刚经文讲到说，他审判的时候是不偏待人的，对每个人都一样。所以呢，我们应该好好来生活度日。
It's Jesus who brings us forgiveness, but God will still judge us.
虽然神他把救恩给我们，但是呢，他同样把审判放在我们身上。
You know, salvation in the Bible is always by God's grace through faith, but judgment is by our works.
我们从圣经，特别是希内里面，他常常提到说，因为我们的信心，所以我们能够得到这个救恩。可是呢，当神要审判我们的时候，是根据我们的行为。
Salvation by grace, judgment by works. How does that work?
How do... 我们因为信心而能够得到救恩，可是呢，我们审判却是靠着行为。这两件事情要怎么样来说明呢？
Because our works show what we believe.
因为呢，我们的行为，我们的工作，可以显示说我们到底有没有真正的信心。
If I say I believe in God, and I pray a prayer once, and I live in immorality and disobedience, and do not follow God, that is a sign that I'm not truly a believer.
如果说我相信神，可是呢，我的行为各方面呢，却显示我还是过一样生活，这样代表说，我们对神的话，怎么可能会有信心呢？
But we don't only obey God because He is our judge. He is our Father, but He is also our Savior through the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，我们愿意来听从神，也不是因为只因为说神他是审判官，而是说神他也是我们的救主。
It's a costly redemption. It says here in verses 18 and 19, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect."
所以呢，第十八节他就提到说，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流希望的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Peter stresses, friends, the costliness of the ransom that is paid to redeem us. Corruptible silver and gold won't do it.
彼得向我们说，向我们来写这个救赎的代价是何等的高，这个没有办法用金银财宝，这能够毁坏的东西来取代。
A life must be given to ransom our lives. God paid the price. It was his own son, Jesus, who bore our sins on the cross.
这种救赎呢, 必须要用生命来取得, 但是呢, 上帝的独生爱主, 他已经为我们护上, 用他的生命来护上了这个赎价。
And Peter says, you used to have an empty life. Now you have been rescued and delivered from that. We are now set free.
像他们说, 你们过去呢, 是过着这种生活, 但是呢, 耶稣基督的救赎把你们救出来, 你们就不用过这个生活了。
Friends, the truth is this, my family, where I grew up, is an empty way of life.
我来提一下, 我的家庭呢, 他们的情况, 他们过的生活呢, 就是一个空虚的生活。
I love my parents very much, but they did not teach me about Jesus.
我虽然说我很爱我的父母, 可是呢, 从小他没有告诉我们有关耶稣基督的事情。
I'll tell you what they taught me.
我告诉你他们, 他是怎么样来教我的。
Work hard.
要好好认真工作。
Make a lot of money.
好好赚钱。
Buy a house.
买一个房子。
Buy another house.
又买第二栋房子。
Buy a car.
买车子。
Find a nice wife. Have nice kids.
就是找一个妻子，然后生下一代，好好的孩子。
Get a good education.
让他们好好受教育。
Have everything you need, and then you'll be happy.
当你拥有这些事情的时候，你就会过一个幸福快乐的日子了。
That's a lie.
这个是错误的，说谎的。
That's not where you find joy and satisfaction.
你不可能从这些事得到这些事情的话，你能够得到满足的。
It's an empty way of life.
事实上这是空虚的生活。
My parents, sadly, are still living the empty way of life.
我的父母呢，他们就过这种空虚的生活。
I speak to them about death now because Mum has been unwell, and they pretend as if it will never happen.
当他生病的时候呢, 他就假装说这些事情他没有发生一样。
I hope it doesn't happen for a little while yet.
我希望呢, 这种情况不会太久的时间。
But I'm not going back to that type of life.
但对我个人而言呢, 我不可能再回到过去的那种生活。
When you meet Jesus, he changes everything.
当你, 相信耶稣的时候, 你碰到耶稣的时候, 他改变我们所有的一切。
I had a friend many years ago when I was about 20 who said to me, he said, I hear you are religious. I was religious one day. You grow out of it.
当我20岁的时候，我是14岁变成基督徒。20岁的时候呢，有一个朋友告诉我说，哇，我听说你现在很虔诚，我过去也一样很虔诚，但是我现在不要这样子了。
I've got Jesus. I've got forgiveness. I've got eternal life. You think I'm going back to that life? No, thank you.
当我得到耶稣基督的时候，我认识他，我得到这个救恩，我得到他一切的恩惠，得到让我生活能够充满满足。你要叫我再回到过去的生活吗？ No, 不可能的事情。
Things happen in people's lives, and they realize that they're living a meaningless life.
我们一般的人呢，他生活是在另外一种方式。
I read a sad story about 10 years ago. An 18-year-old girl went down to DY Beach for a swim and never came home.
我就想起有一个女孩子, 她在12年以前, 她到DY的海边去游泳, 是在圣诞节的时候, 但是呢, 去的时候她没有再回来了。
They found her body on Boxing Day. She drowned.
当在Boxing Day, 就是26号, 圣诞节过去的那一天的时候呢, 他们发现了她的尸体。
I read the newspaper to see if there was any hope, but there wasn't.
当我从新闻看到这个时候呢, 她死的时候没有任何的希望。
They held a funeral in the family's backyard.
他们朋友, 亲友在一个朋友的后院里面, 为他举办了一个丧礼。
And they returned the ashes to the sea via the lifesavers.
但是呢, 在那个地方, 当在丧礼的时候呢, 事实上没有任何 救恩没有任何事情发生在那里。
No mention of hope, no mention of comfort. Very, very sad.
没有提到盼望, 没有提到, 他将来死后要到哪里去, 这是一个让人家伤感的一个事件。
We have the precious blood of Christ that says, I matter, you matter, God loves us.
我们能够得到这个神的救恩，神在乎我们，也在乎你们，神在乎我们。
And this plan of God to save us was God's plan before the creation of the world.
这是神在创世之前就有了这个计划。
The Bible says he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
圣经二十节告诉我们说，基督在创世之前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
So Christ is the original chosen one. Barclay puts it this way, Jesus was Redeemer before he was Creator.
所以耶稣基督呢，他是首先被拣选的。所以呢，有一个作家叫巴雷呢，Bailey 呢，他就提到说，耶稣基督他是成为一个救赎主在创世主之前，也就是说他先成为救赎主，然后再成为一个 创世主。
So some people believe God had plan A and plan B. Plan A was to set up the Garden of Eden, but things went wrong, so God thought, oh, I better come up with a plan B. That's not how it works.
很多人相信呢，上帝可能有两个计划，一个是 plan A, A 计划，一个是 B 计划。A 计划呢，就是我设立了伊甸园，把人放在里面。结果呢，亚当夏娃犯了罪了。上帝说：“好吧，那这个已经没办法，我再做计划 B。”
When did God decide that Jesus would die on the cross for us? Before the creation of the world.
事实上，神计划不是这样子的。当神在创世之前，他就已经有这个计划了。
God knew we would rebel against Him. God knew that we would need a Savior, and He had planned that even before He created the world.
神知道人会犯罪，所以呢，他已经为我们准备了救赎主。
But friends, it finishes up with a glorious triumph. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so that your faith and hope are in God.
所以呢，在二十一节呢，他告诉我们说，你们要因着他信那叫那从死里复活，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
We must live our lives on earth as strangers in reverent fear, because God is judge and God is also Savior.
所以呢，我们在世上呢，事实上只是寄居的客旅，我们等待的是神的荣耀。
Let me conclude where I began this morning.
让我们来做一个用我们刚开始所讲的两个例子来作为我们的结论。
We must recapture.The idea that we are creatures heading for eternity.
我们要重复的思想，我们在世上生活事实上只是短暂的。神创造我们的话是为了永恒的目的。
And Rick Warren's comments: Life on earth is a temporary assignment. You won't be here long, so don't get too attached. Repeatedly, the Bible compares life on earth to temporarily living in a foreign country. This is not your permanent home or your final destination. You're just passing through.Just visiting Earth.
华里克他说的一段话让我们值得我们深思。他说：“人在世上只是一个短暂的安排，你不会在世上很久，所以不必太过执着。”圣经一再用他乡寄居来形容我们在世上生活，这不是你永远的家乡或是终点，你只是一个客旅，只是一个过客，到地方短暂，到地球短暂停留而已。
Therefore, we must be holy strangers in this world.
所以我们要做一个圣洁的世上的客旅。
To God be the glory.
让神的荣耀能够得到满足。